storm. Good evening. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being a part of the show. Back at it, kicking off a Monday. Over the weekend, put together a story, kind of cobbled it together, and I want to thank Jeff Rentz for running it on his website. Also sent it over to Before It's News, so it's had a lot of traction over the weekend. The title of the monologue is Graphene Oxide Hydrogel, Injecting Synthetic mRNA into Every Cell. Head on over to MorningstarsTale.com, and you can read along with your host, the Reverend D.R. Campbell. Graphene Oxide Hydrogel Injecting Synthetic mRNA into Every Cell. Hydrogel, a DARPA invention, is a chip resembling a soft contact lens made from graphene oxide, the smallest, strongest, and best conductor of electricity known to man. Graphene oxide hydrogel has the conductivity to connect with smart devices, the cloud, and AI. Measuring one atom, graphene oxide is the primary element in hydrogel. Each dose of the COVID-19 injection contains trillions of self-replicating nanobots contained within the graphene oxide hydrogel, having the ability to disassemble or reassemble. The Luciferian elite are attempting to systemically change man's DNA by enabling nanobots to merge human and synthetic DNA, creating a unique iron-clay hybrid capable of interfacing with AI. The function of the nanobots contained within the graphene oxide hydrogel are to cleave to and then penetrate the unsuspecting cells, a process repeated trillions of times, as each cell contained within every organ of the body are captured by the nanobots. At some unknown point, the human transforms into a hybrid of flesh and metal. Graphene oxide hydrogel also has the ability to heal wounds instantly, perhaps a precursor to Revelation 13:3. One of the heads of the beast seemed to have a fatal wound, but the fatal wound had been healed. The whole world was filled with wonder and followed the beast. Part of the human to hybrid transition involves the nanobots forming a swarm as they migrate to the brain, ultimately taking up residence in every crack and crevice. Nanobots harvest moisture from the body and use it as an agent to grow. Eventually, the original biological part of what makes us human begins to wither and die. From human death will arise a hybrid birth. SPIONS, an acronym for S-P-I-O-N-S, super paramagnetic iron oxide nanoparticles, facilitate the process of cell penetration, utilizing magnetofection. SPIONS are enabled to possess a magnetic charge, allowing them to transport the synthetic spike proteins into the cells. Magnetofection exploits magnetic force exerted upon gene vectors associated with magnetic particles to draw the vectors towards possibly even into larger targets. In this manner, the full vector dose applied gets concentrated on the cells within a few minutes so that 100% of the cells get in contact with a significant vector dose. When applied to the COVID-19 operating system injection, magnetism becomes the invisible force used to crack open the cells to deliver the vector, which is the spike protein. Without magnetism, the spike protein couldn't penetrate every cell in the body. Think of magnetism as the engine driving the spike proteins into the cells. According to investigator Jim Stone, it appears the nanobots are harvesting hemoglobin, which is a type of iron oxide, from the blood in order to construct something. This is quite possible since graphene oxide magnetic hydrogel is comprised of iron oxide-based particles. Jim recently wrote on his site, "I think whatever is in the vax that is magnetic has some sort of self-replicating nanotech. It's a nanotech with a bunch of nanobots that are building structures in the arm at the injection site that are magnetic. The needles being used for the vax are too small for an ID or chip, probably not enough to attract a magnet. If they are going to have nanobots, they need to build a magnetic structure in the body. Those nanobots have to work with whatever the body has available to do with it. The only readily available source of magnetic metal in the body is the hemoglobin in the blood, where a nanotech device could get iron to build something else. I don't think a shot alone that was only 1 cc or less could have made that many people magnetic. They are very magnetic, which means whatever is under the skin making that happen had to come from their own bodies, if a magnet will stick to it right through the skin. At first, I figured it might just be the shot, and you'd need some sort of magnet to see the effect, but ordinarily, ceramic magnets and flexible refrigerator magnets are also working. Something serious is going on with this that involves the body being instructed to build something that's either metallic or emits a magnetic field. What if all the blood clots that are happening are occurring because the shot released a bunch of nanobots which attack the blood to steal its hemoglobin so it could build something at the injection site? I bet that's not a what if. You can find that entire monologue at MorningStarsTale.com. MorningStarsTale.com. And again, I'd like to thank Jeff Rentz for featuring it on his website over the weekend. All of these reports of people contracting COVID-19 after getting the double injection, I believe it's the result of the jab, which is sending this synthetic mRNA into every cell, which is the spike protein. It is a synthetic spike protein. So what people are exhibiting is a synthetic outbreak of COVID-19. And it is those that have been vaxxed that are doing it. You enjoy the show, the rabbit holes I go down every night, think about buying the book, MorningStarsTale.com. MorningStarsTale.com. There's a link for Amazon. If you've ever wondered what Lucifer would say if he decided to tell the truth, then read the book, MorningStarsTale.com. Speaking of Lucifer, Cuomo asked businesses to go vaccine-only admission. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo on Monday. You know, he's saying he wants private businesses to only offer admission to patrons who've been vaccinated against the COVID. You kabish? He's contending it's in your best interest. You know, you adopt this new policy. You got the shots? Come on in. You don't got the shots? Forget about it. Cuomo says he thinks implementing vaccine-only, you know, it's a good idea. It'll incentivize New Yorkers to get inoculated. If you say to people, well, if you don't have the vaccine, I'm going to make an offer you can't refuse. These gangsters are something else, huh? Get out of the city. Especially New York. Yikes. Australia deploys helicopters and soldiers to order people to go home in one of the world's strictest COVID lockdowns. Gung-ho Aussie politicians have deployed the army and helicopters to order people to go home. I think 6 people have died, and they were all over 80 and allegedly died of COVID, allegedly. One man caught a helicopter shouting out stay-at-home orders from a loudspeaker and shared it online. In the footage, a blue and white helicopter, well, those aren't good colors, circles the Aussie who blurts out, "What the F, mate?" as he warned that local police would fine him and issue a fine. Australia, enforcing one of the most severe lockdowns in the world, and recently called the military to help enforce its zero COVID strategy. Under the government's policy, rule breakers caught ignoring the latest regulations get a $500 fine. Borders remain shut until a percentage of the population receive both jabs. On Saturday, up to 1,300 police swarmed Sydney to set up roadblocks. Some 300 armed army personnel also helped police go door-to-door to ensure people who have tested positive are self-isolating. Welcome to the New World Order. French police clash with anti-virus pass protesters in Paris. Thousands of people protested France's special virus pass, vaccination pass, with marches through Paris and other French cities on Saturday. Most of the demonstrations were peaceful, but sporadic clashes with riot police marked protests in the French capital. Some 3,000 security forces deployed around Paris for a third weekend of protests against the pass that will be needed to enter restaurants and other places. Police took up posts along the Champs-Élysées. I went to Paris back in 83 with my first wife. I think I told you that story. If I didn't, pretend I did. Footage out of Pakistan purports to show thousands of residents lined to receive the COVID-19 vaccine. Do they talk like that in Pakistan? I think they do. Video shows a man driving down the street passing a mile-long line of vehicles supposedly queued up. Get your shot or no phone for you. No phone for you! 1 year! Video shows a man driving down the street. Yeah, a mile-long line of vehicles. Apparently nobody's cell phone works. I love the name of the city. Punjab. That should be the capital of COVID vaccines. Punjab. Where are you going to go to get your next COVID-19 shot? Come to Punjab. Punjab. Get it? Punjab. 2 months ago, the governments of Punjab and Sindh provinces called for plans to block phone service for unvaccinated people, claiming too many were refusing to get vaccinated despite the rise in the COVID Delta variant. So we unplugged everybody's SIM card. Now they're lined up. Now you're not so happy, are you? Stick out your arm. Turn right and say, Punjab! Hey man, it's no laughing matter. Comedian Jimmy Dore says symptoms never went away after his second Moderna shot. I like what Joe Rogan's doing in that he's not coming out against the vaccine. He's inviting guests on his show who appear to be against the vaccine, and therefore he can just say, well, that was the guest. American comedian and political commentator Jimmy Dore told Joe Rogan on the Joe Rogan Experience podcast that the side effects he experienced after the second dose of Moderna's COVID vaccine have never subsided. Dore also said he was attacked online and called anti-vax when he tweeted about the adverse reaction to the shot. This is all part of the cult. Even if you got your shot, if something bad happens, you can't say anything, or you don't belong to the cult anymore. Dore said he got the COVID vaccine because he has underlying health issues, a rare bone disease, so his doctor recommended it. Said Dore, no, I don't trust the government or Big Pharma, but I trust my doctor who saved my life. After the second jab, which he received in April, Dore told Rogan he continues to suffer from fevers, body aches, joint pain, exhaustion, and a stiff neck. Dore said he was also told by a doctor that he has brain inflammation that was likely caused by the spike protein. Wow! I can't believe a doctor said that. So Dore said his doctor said his brain inflammation caused by the spike protein in the Moderna vaccine. A little bit of light in a sea of darkness. Dore said he tweeted about his symptoms to see if he had anybody else has similar experiences. He said, I had my second Moderna dose last Saturday, and this is lasting for a week. Anybody else have a similar experience? And that's when the pushback came, the backlash. Dorr said, people started to call me anti-vax. I'm like, no, I got the vax. When people have a reaction to an experimental vaccine that is not FDA approved, you're supposed to not suppress the reactions. You're supposed to ask people what the reactions are so we can make the vaccines better. Dorr said when he contacted his doctor about the side effects, the doctor said he was treating five other people just like him, including a neurosurgeon and a nurse. He said, quote, they were afraid to talk about their symptoms because they were afraid to be ostracized and stigmatized. What a messed up situation when in this culture they politicize medicine where doctors and medical professionals are afraid to talk about their symptoms. Talking about the side effects of COVID-19 and the vaccines is a nutty, divisive issue, said Joe Rogan. People are so rabid online. They're furious if anybody talks about any negative side effects, even if it's accurate. Rogan continued, it's also putting people in a position where Big Pharma is the good guy now, which has never happened before, especially the exact same companies, these people who were openly criticized in the past and pointing out lawsuits they lost for hiding information about test results and things that happened during the studies. And these same people are now ignoring any possible side effects. And Rogan went on to accuse the White House of spreading false information about the vaccines. For example, when asked about the vaccine information being spread on social media, Press Secretary Psaki said in a White House briefing that the mRNA COVID vaccines are approved and have gone through the gold standard of the FDA approval process. That's bullcrap. When Psaki is talking about misinformation online, combating misinformation, she distributed misinformation. She said it's approved by the FDA and their gold standard. You can't say that when you're the White House press secretary because it's not true. It's approved for emergency use authorization only because we're in the middle of a pandemic. Well, I don't agree with that statement. We're in the middle of a plandemic. There are people waking up slowly, very, very slowly. Took the dog for a walk about an hour ago, and usually I let her sniff the ground. And for whatever reason, you know, you take your eye off her for 1 minute, it's like having a three-year-old kid. She sticks her nose in the grass and she starts eating garbage. Literally, garbage. And then the next minute she's choking. And then the next minute she's stopping every 5 feet to eat grass. I'm just shaking my head. I mean, this is one reason I waited 13 years to get another dog. I knew it would be like owning a permanent three-year-old. But she's a good dog. She keeps me company. What else am I going to do? I got this radio show, the website, the book, and the dog. And that's it. That's my life. I actually tried to go to the beach this weekend. 95 degrees on the beach. Stayed about 3 minutes. God's waiting room. The perfect storm.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being a part of the show. Welcome, outcasts, you stubborn, unclean, unvaccinated, graphene-free, non-conducting human being. How dare you? I'm going to dedicate this song to you. You ready, Mike? This one's called Shots! Shots! Shots!
Hey! Times a year. Shot, 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 shot. Experimental. Shot, 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 shot. Untested.
Who shows a completed vaccination card at a Krispy Kreme location can get a free glazed donut.
Just think of this when you think of vaccination. Mmm. Vaccination.
Big Pharma love us.
when we have shots. They need a way to buy the yacht. We came out of fear. How about you? Try set up. Let's go vaccine too. Shot, 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 shot. Experimental. Shot, 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 shot. Untested. If you ain't getting vaxxed, get the hell out the club. If you don't chat the trace, get the hell out the club. If you ain't social distance, get the hell out the club. Now wear my hypercon, just let me see your arms up. Shoot up. Pfizer shot. Johnson shots. AstraZeneca. Perfect shots. Novavax. Moderna. Give me the lot. Don't care if I clap.
Shots. Just watch the mainstream news, and I'm ready for some shots. Skip shitless out the flu when I want my COVID shots. Want a fortnight abroad, so I'm gonna have the shots. Should we get our freedoms back as long as we get shots?
If you're still locked down, put your hands in the air. And if you trusted government, put your hands in the air.
Now say I'm locked up,
I'm locked up,
I'm locked up,
I'm locked up,
I'm locked up.
I'm locked up.
Lost all of my freedom cause I took the COVID shots. Vaccine passport captures pain, so I gotta take my shot. Social credit score's too low every time I miss a shot. So my arm's in the air so I can access this shot.
I'm after
it from YouTube, but it's already been taken off. So I had to go get it from BitChute. Let's see now. Who owns YouTube? Let me check my Rolodex. Oh, Google. Oh, okay. Okay. Ah. By the way, I was walking Stormy Saturday night, and a downpour hit. I mean, just out of left field. This happens all the time in God's waiting room. And I went against my instinct. Normally, I would run like a little girl and hide from the rain. But I did the opposite, just like George Costanza did in Seinfeld, my favorite episode. I slowed down. The dog looked at me like I was crazy. And I just let it happen. And I got absolutely soaked and enjoyed every moment and didn't run from it, became immersed in the rain. There's a lesson to be learned there. Go against your conforming instinct. Shot, 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 shot. Every day you don't get the shot, 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 you're more of a rebel. You're more of an outcast. Let's see if anybody's left in 6 months. Shot, 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 shot. The perfect storm.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
I don't.
Live, Agents of the Law, Luckless Pedestrian. I know you're out there with rage in your eyes and your megaphones, saying all is forgiven. Mad dog, surrender, how can I answer? A man of my mind can do anything. I'm a bookkeeper's son. I don't want to shoot no one. Well, I crossed my old man back in Oregon. Don't take me alive. Got a case of dynamite. I could hold out here all night. Yes, I crossed my old man back in Oregon. Don't take me alive. One of my favorite Steely Dan tunes of all time. Last night, I had a dream, which is nothing really unusual, except it was what I would categorize as a God dream. And I do have these on occasion. So what I decided to do back in, I'm looking at this notebook right now, I think it was back in almost a year, year and a half ago, I bought a notebook and decided to start writing down these dreams when they occur. And it looks like my last entry was from June 22nd. So this one is from last night. It was a very simple dream with an immediate interpretation and made complete sense. So let me tell you the dream. I dreamed, and I'll call this the new Pearl Harbor, because that's what it was. The new Pearl Harbor. I was there, and instead of the Japanese bombing Pearl Harbor, in the dream, the United States was dropping bombs on their own boats and planes. In other words, the U.S. military was destroying itself. I woke up, got an immediate interpretation was America is destroying itself with these injections. America is destroying itself with these injections. 160 million Americans now have graphene oxide in their body. We don't know where this is going, and neither do they. I honestly believe this is an experiment that they're not really too sure about. In Israel, they've already started the third booster. They're talking about doing it here. At what point does someone get too much graphene oxide in their body and die? And then if you go back to the book of Daniel, it talks about that fourth kingdom of iron and clay will not cleave to iron. It doesn't work, but they're trying to get it to work, to get people hooked up to the grid, which will be part of the Great Reset, which will lead to the Great Tribulation. We have spent so much time, including myself, on the vaccine, we have lost sight of what this is really all about. And it can be summed up in one word. Control. They've got all the money in the world. That's not an issue. How do they control something that is apparently spiraling out of control? In Massachusetts, 74% of those that are catching COVID have had both shots. That's because it's the synthetic mRNA spike protein that has penetrated their cells that is giving them a positive. They are not getting an organic positive COVID-19 reading, they're getting a synthetic reading. This is all about control. From Natural News, CDC, FDA faked COVID testing protocol by using human cells mixed with common cold virus fragments. PCR tests are merely detecting the common cold. This is from Mike Adams. over at Natural News in a shocking revelation first reported by Dan Dix for Press for Truth Canada. An FDA document admits that the CDC and FDA have conspired to fabricate a COVID-19 testing protocol using human cells combined with common cold virus fragments because they had no physical samples of the SARS-CoV-2 virus. If anyone would have a sample, you would think it would be them. Maybe that's because it doesn't really exist the way we think it does. Without physical reference material to use for calibration and confirmation, the test has zero scientific basis in physical reality. And all of the PCR analysis based on this protocol is utterly fraudulent, flagging people as positive for COVID when they merely possess tiny quantities of RNA fragments from other coronavirus strains circulating in the blood. The FDA document available from the FDA.gov website is entitled CDC 2019 Novel Coronavirus, and on it goes. This is the greatest hoax of all time. Actually, the second. You know what the first is, don't you? I'll give you a hint. Oh, hang on, I gotta sneeze. Excuse me. Oh, bad cold. Oh, hang on, it's coming again. Israel to destroy 80,000 expired Pfizer vaccine doses in same week. Over 60s, COVID booster scheme gets underway. Israel, by the way, the country that gave Dr. Fauci $1 million for his great work. Israel is preparing to get rid of some 80,000 Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine doses after their shelf life expired. But don't worry. Israel paid Pfizer for those shots up front, so Pfizer still will have an excellent third quarter. Previously, the Jewish state had salvaged some 700,000 nearly expired doses by sending them to South Korea.
Oh, what's this crap you'll send us? Oh, look at this box, everything expire. Everything.
You bread runner, I make your eyes. So even though its campaign to inoculate elderly Israelis with a booster shot has only been launched, Tel Aviv is reportedly poised to destroy thousands of vaccine doses that expired at the end of July. Some 80,000 unused doses worth around $1.8 million are expected to be thrown in the trash. The good news, that trash will never get COVID. Israel's Channel 12 News reported the government's frantic attempts to either exchange them with other countries or inoculate as many Israeli citizens as possible just change the expiration date. If it's all a scam and a lie, what difference does it make? Come on, Israel, wake up! Look, break out your expired printing machine date thingy and just change the date. What difference does it make? Oh, crap. Not very good business people. And I thought the Jews were good at business. After an initial... What's that? I'm an anti-Semite. No, I can't be. No, they're not Semites. They're Hebrews. After an initial vaccine swap with the Palestinians fell through due to concerns that the doses were too close to their expiration date. Oh my gosh, they're giving the Palestinians expired Pfizer shots. Let's just send it over to South Korea. What do they care? Tel Aviv had planned to use a further 600,000 doses to vaccinate children ages 12 to 15. What could go wrong? Responding to the report, the Israeli hell minister neither confirmed nor denied the imminent destruction of the doses, citing confidentiality agreement. The state of Israel is managing its stock of vaccines while paying attention to the expiration date of the product, said the minister.
Oh.
CDC paid NFL alumni millions to plug COVID vaccine. And for those of you that are slow of hearing, let me read that again. CDC paid NFL alumni, those are guys that used to play, millions to plug COVID vaccine. Gee, I wonder why the NFL is so pro-vaccine. Well, the Center for Disease Control paid $3.5 million to them. The news was buried in a U.S. federal procurement report, which showed the big money deal was inked in May. This according to TMZ. If I got a choice between TMZ and the CDC for credibility, I'll take TMZ 10 times out of 10. Quote, the overall purpose of this contract is to facilitate collaboration among NFL alumni and federal, state, and local health officials, as well as other local leaders to address vaccine hesitancy through communication and engagement with communities less likely to get vaccinated. Let me translate that into the vernacular. We know the brothers don't want the jab because of Tuskegee, so here's 3.5 mil in jack. Now get the brothers to line up and stick out their arms. The group, a collection of former NFL players, was founded in 1967 and is currently led by Bart Oates, which is also an oatmeal. Who the hell is Bart Oates? The cash is part of a feverish campaign by the federal government to stay ahead of the pandemic and the fake Delta variant, which has caused spike infections. The Delta variant has not caused a spike in infections. What's causing a spike in infections is the synthetic spike protein in the cells that are the results of the injections, which are not a vaccine. President Sinal warned on Friday that tougher coronavirus restrictions would in all probability be returning. Less than half of Americans are fully vaccinated, according to the CDC. Top Democratic holdouts are a mixed bag, including Republicans and rural residents, but also Black Americans and essential workers. They're going to have a really hard time getting this remnant to take the jab. It is becoming more obvious every day, at least to me, what a complete scam this is. And its root, at its heart, is demonic, satanic, evil, and I want no part of it. I want no part of your jabs. I want no part of your world. You have nothing that I want. Take your donuts and shove them up your ass. The perfect storm.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Perfect Storm. I actually had an interview planned for tonight. I was going to play one between Sheila Zielinski and Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. It's already been yanked. I'm having a real hard time finding stuff. It's like everything is being purged. Modern day book burning. You ever think you would live to see this? Whatever this place was, it's gone. You know? You ever think about that? The United States is just, it's gone. Sad, but it's true. Lindsey Graham, first vaccinated senator to test positive for the COVID. Apparently, Lindsey got both of his shots. And again, that's because the synthetic mRNA spike protein showing he has synthetic COVID. That's really what we should call it. Lindsey Graham has synthetic COVID. One of the greatest lies of the week is what's going on in Florida, which isn't. I knew that because Governor DeSantis said no lockdowns, no masks, nothing, that they would start making up stuff. So here's one. Hospital staffing shortages rise sharply in Florida as beds fill up. I don't believe that for a moment. I think that's a complete and total lie. Pretty much everything I read is a lie. It really becomes irritating. I got to tell you, I don't think I've had much fun doing show prep lately. Because everything I read, I don't believe. None of it. Air travel hits another pandemic high. Flights delays grow. I think that's because of the pilots. They've got all these other reasons. Weather. Come on, man. Every week? I just think about this. If every pilot is supposed to get the jab and blood clots are exasperated at a high altitude, then who's going to fly the planes? And if both pilots have both shots, do you really want to get on that plane? Over the weekend, there were massive delays with Spirit Airlines all over Florida. I don't know. I think if you really want to know what's going on, it's everything you're not reading. Pretty much every headline you read is a lie. All of it. I don't believe hardly a thing that I read anymore. And the fact that I have to do a deep dive to figure out what's going on with this vaccine and to get to the bottom of it and talk about graphene oxide and hydrogel, I mean, this is way over my pay scale. But that's because there is no media. It's gone. It's compromised. It's bought and paid for like everything else. It's all in my new book, Every Day's a Monday. Joel Osteen wrote the foreword. The perfect storm.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.